الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى فاستمسك بالذي أوحي إليك صدق الله العظيم. In the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam, ma nusabbitu bi fuadak, lessons to strengthen our minds, strengthen our hearts. Allah ta'ala is the one that has designed and planned this entire universe. He knows the universe, He knows the needs, He knows the problems, and He's got the best solutions. So all we need to do is see through the solutions for Allah Ta'ala and apply it to our lives. In place of applying our own minds, what are the solutions that are spelled out to us by Allah Ta'ala Himself? So you'll see the story of Musa alayhi salam is repeated approximately over 28 times in the Quran Sharif. Na'uzu billah, if it was just entertainment and excitement, then one time was sufficient. But it makes you think, why did Allah Ta'ala have to repeat it 28 times? If you look at it from a different perspective, different angle, try and understand that the idea is to apply it, not to know, not to just know it. Knowing it is like a thrill. For the first time I heard the story, it was a thrill. But after that, now you're growing up in age, understanding, reasoning. So look into the stories and see the lessons, try and understand what the message of Allah Ta'ala. إِذْ رَأَى نَارًا فَقَالْ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُسُوا. So he's taken leave from his father-in-law, Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salam, after serving 10 years. Serving the 10 years, and he's left, and he's taken an alternate route that's not known, not popular. So he needs some guidance on the road. It's a cold winter's night, and his wife is in the final stages of pregnancy. At the distance, he sees a light, Ra'a Naran, فَقَالْ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُسُوا. So he says to his wife, you hold on here. So now that's a lesson already. That's a lesson that the way of the Anbiya was, that the man must go out, venture, work hard, and the woman must take care of the house. He must venture out. The man must venture out, and the woman must stay at home. So that's the lesson already. The woman will stay in parda. Again, you see in the same story of Musa alayhi salam, وَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمُ امْرَأَتَيْنِ تَزُودَانِ. So he's just reached Madian, escaped the tyranny and the oppression of Fir'aun, reached Madian, and he's come to a watering place. So he sees the people are taking, they're watering the animals, but there are two women that are just stopping and preventing the animals, Tazudan, Yamna'an. Ma khadbukuma, what's your story? Why, what's happening? So they say, لا نسقي حتى يصدر الرعاء. We'll only water our animals after the shepherds have watered their animals. What are they saying? They're saying, it's not our way to mix up into men, officers, etc. That's not our way. Because we are brought up in a home of Anbiya, so we know our limits, we know our barriers. We mustn't mix up with men. So let them water, and they've watered the animals, whatever is left over, we will suffice for that. Our izzat and our respect and our shame is far greater than our wealth and property. Wealth also we need, we don't say we don't need it. But our self-respect, shame and haya is far greater. So we will not mix up. Their leaves then only will we water our animals. The obvious question that comes after that, but then why don't you send some mayor to do the work? So they gave the story. وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. Our father is advanced his age, he can't manage it. The fires need to be kept burning and someone has to take care of the house. Now this is a very extreme case that we have to leave the house. If it was that our father was strong, capable, etc., he would have done this. But now he can't do this. And there's nobody to run the house. Now in these extreme circumstances we have left the house. But here again, we are maintaining all the requirements of Parda. So we haven't abandoned that. Again, you look into the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So, Inna minkum wajilun, qawla tawjal, Inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin alim. Ibrahim alayhi salam presented the food and they are out eating. He became somewhat apprehensive. So those malaika, they revealed the identity that we are malaika, came to inform you, give you the good news of his child that will be born, and he will be also learned as well. So فَأَقْبَلَتِ مَرَأَتُهُ فِي سَرَّةٍ فَسَكَّتْ. That means the wife was somewhere behind. She didn't come and mix up. Perhaps she didn't know what was the modern meaning of tolerance, you know. You must be religiously tolerant, heart must be clean, meet up, it's alright. So she didn't know. Today's man, he discovered the meaning of being tolerant, mix up freely, have an open heart. So she didn't know, she was in the house of the Anbiya, but she didn't know. Today's man, he discovered it. Wah wah, kya shabash. So she remained. Now when she heard that they are malaika, so there is no need for her to observe parda for malaika, they don't have those feelings. فَأَقْبَلَتِ مْرَأَتُ فِي سَرَّةٍ. Now she comes up shrieking, عَجُوزٌ أَقِيمٌ, an old barren woman, and am I to get a child? So in all this, you're understanding that the woman's place is different. She is behind the screen, and the man goes out, he ventures, comes out. Now, a few years ago, this thing was common. A woman knew that this was the place. I can remember till about when I was about 15 or 20 years of age, women knew their place. But then women became too intelligent. She said, no, we have to walk shoulder to shoulder. This thing like gender equality, right? So we have to do all these things, march with the times. So they did all these things here, and then the problem that came was, I was listening to the talks before, Mufti Mas'ud Nanabai, and the MC as well. So there was some emphasis on photography, right? So I remember the statement of one of our elders, Admiral Yusuf bin Nuri Sahib Rahmatullahi. He says, "Tasveer ko is zaat ne mana kiya, jo uske anjaam ko samajh raha tha." That personality prohibited photography, who understood what will be the consequence. So now that got my mind thinking now. What can be the consequence? So I told one of my friends, because I'm illiterate in all these computers, let's check up now photography, corresponding dates, right? Around the time movies came in, then what was the aftermath? You must know, so you get some basirat and understanding. So you're looking at the stats, right? Photography, moving on to movies. Now the people want something more hard. More hard they want it, so they want porn. they introduced all these things in the movie industry, and as a result, two things just escalated. One was indecent activity, and open indecent activity, and number two was crime. So both escalated, crime and indecent, just picked up. Look at the corresponding dates. We are checking from about 1940 from there onwards, how it's just escalating. And not only in the West, even in Muslim countries. Look in the stats, even in Muslim countries, how it just escalated. Crime escalated from porn into porn, then crime, and number two was indecent activity. Just escalated. It was unheard of. You see, before that, unheard of, and now it just picked up. The reason is obvious. What you're watching, it's imprinted in your heart. When it's imprinted in your heart, you don't feel the satisfaction until you don't do it. Now it's gone deep into your heart. It's alright, check more. Made me a little bit curious now, so I see, look at the divorce rate. So we're checking photography, movie industry, and then after movie industry, the porn industry, and then indecency and crime. After that, the divorce rate just escalated. In countries where it was hardly heard of, I think it's just rocketing. So I said, alright, so all this is in place. Look at sexual assault and rape. I think also this is clean. So this thing starts off here. It sounds so innocent, but where does it take you? Well, now this is the stats that they observing, Kafir's observing, is not stats from us, from the US. This is all from the US, from the think tanks you check up. So all the things, corresponding dates, see 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 80, and then it just escalates all the time. And Afsoski Bhatta said they are seeing it and we can't see it. What is Afsoski Bhatta? So, in the stories of the pious, something that gives us direction in life. Some things we do understand straight away, right? And some things dawn upon us with time. We don't see it straight away. Yeah, my mind is just taking me on the stories of our elders, right? Because in the Fizalika Al-Ibra, there's a lot of lessons to learn, lots of lessons. Brother Shahab Rahmatullah Ali had left Darul Diyoban. Some reasons, what was known best to him, he was going to Darbel. And the Shaykh al-Islam, the Muhammad Adani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was somewhere in Sirhat, he was start. As the Shaykh al-Hind had posted him there. And he was reluctant to leave the place because my Ustad asked me to be here. But now, the woman was desperate of a Shaykh al-Hadith. So they're trying every angle, but it's not working out. Eventually they got Hafiz Ahmad Sahib, that is the son of the founder, Muhammad Qasim Sahib Farooqi Rahmatullah Ali. So they know that he respects him too much. Being the founder of the Madrasa's son, so he would respect him, do anything. In some respects, some kitabs is his ustad as well. Like Abu Ahmad Sahib is the ustad of the Shah Sahib as well. So they got him, and now he came in an emotional andaz. Says, if this madrasa has to fail on the day of Qiyamah, I'll hold your collar and complain to Allah Ta'ala, the man was available, but he didn't accept the position. So ustad of Mirak Pasku jawab nahi. But it was like an emotional card that was used when he came in. In Dioban, when there's a big occasion, then they have a jalsa. Right? The jalsa don't have to be for wrong reasons. It can be genuine reasons. Genuine reasons. You can't say, you can't paint all with one same brush, say, no, they're doing for show. No, I can't say that. I know we had a jalsa, the madrasa. So a youngster recited the Quran. One man comes up to me and he tells me before that I was an atheist, but this recitation made me Muslim. This just one recitation of the Quran, clear, no stylish, but clear recitation, and it just made me a Muslim. So it has an impact. The several calls in our jalsa, we have more Ismail to do some introduction on photography. So I don't know how many calls he gets after that. That I deleted 500 photos from my phone 1,000 were phone. So if it's not having an impact, then how did they delete this thing? They say, up to now, nobody explained it to us, like how you explained it to us, so we delete it, they rub them out. لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا. One person gets hidayat, isn't that an achievement? Just one person. So we're talking about Shaykh al-Islam rahmatullahi alayhi, and he's come back to Darul Deoband after much persuasion. So at the Jalsa, they asked him to say some words. India Jalsas are all like us. One person speaks for 3 hours, 2 hours. Hazrati Ahmad used to speak sometimes for 5 hours. And his karamat was, he's sitting in one posture, you know, tashahhud posture, tawarruk style, no? But 5 hours he would sit there, and no fatigue. After the bayan, then he's finished. But 5 hours, he's giving it 5 hours. Where the strength is coming, Allah Ta'ala knows. So, as the Shaykh al-Islam Sahib Rahman at the Jalsa says, kaam par ubharne ke teen asbaab hote hai. Now, to stir you to do work, there can be 3 reasons. 3 possible reasons. One is, some dunya is thrown to you. So, Darul Deoband mujhe kya de sakta hai? What Darul Deoband can give me? The British had promised me 50,000 a month, right? All I must do is, I must just not speak out against them. And I didn't relent, I didn't give up. So, all that was my duty, 50,000 every month to come. Yeah. So, I'm not that person that can be manipulated, see. An alim can't be manipulated with that. Otherwise, you become an item of being auctioned, you know. He's auctioning for 500, 1,000. At that time, 50,000, I remember, when I was in Deoband, so a good salary at that time was about 100, 200 rupees. 200 for a good person. And now this is 50,000, and that is in his heyday of 1940s, 30s. So what must be the value of that 50,000 at that time? Just remain silent. So I won't give up for that. The second reason that a person is spurred about to work is because of fear. Sometimes it's hope, sometimes it's fear. So, Angrez ka top or tapang, mujhe kuch na kar saka, hila na saka. The bombs and the rockets, etc., couldn't stir me up at all. Lekin akhir, jazbaya wafadari aur muhabbat. Mujhe is gharane ke saath muhabbat hai. There's a thing like being a legion, muhabbat. So this wafadari, this is the thing that brought me here. Otherwise, I got no reason to be here. I respect the person who started the madrasa. I've got the deepest of love and respect for him, and my allegiance forces me to be around him. See, the lesson we learn is we've got elders, right? And the level of allegiance that's required for our progress. Shaykh al-Islam or Madani Sahib Rahmatullahi, these were the things that brought him to Shaykh al-Islam. In his day, one the saint of the time, he had seen the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for about 15, 16 times. And he was asked, who is the best person in the world this day? And all 15 times it was Shaykh al-Islam. So recognize your elders, right? Recognize them. What they have done, if you see the history, Shaykh al-Islam, Al-Mu'ammar Madani Sahib, Al-Mu'ammar Gangoi, Al-Mu'ammar Qasim Sahib, they struggle and they strive, right? I can safely say that we would have been Muslims. We would have been Muslims. It was their struggle, their strife, they did. They took all the hiding, the torture, the pain, everything, but they stood at the mountains, you couldn't shake them. You couldn't shake them, they have been tortured. Many of them were killed. 15 to 20,000 ulama had just been killed. But they stood. All they asked is, just say that, you know, we are not ulama. We don't support the creed. We don't support the cause. Just say that much, I will save you. You know. We will say that we support the cause if we rather die. But they stood and they didn't give up. This type of a compromising attitude that's become the sickness of the day, and then we look for every hadith to support it. Now the famous hadith that is used nowadays is that that Sahabi or his whole battalion were apprehended by some Christian king, offered him his kingdom, his daughter, you know, nothing doing. Not accepting. Just accept Christianity and give you half my kingdom, I'll give you my daughter, the princess. I'll kill you, it's alright. And the last thing he offered is, alright, just kiss me on my forehead and I will release you. So he kissed him and he released him and all the 200 some old Sahaba Kiram that were there, all were released. And Umar in his day acknowledged this. So now they say, see how they compromise. It's not a compromise. This is ikrar. There's two types of ikrar. One is ikrar mulji, one is ikrar ghair mulji. Some ikrar, and it's compulsory for you to practice it. Now you stay in a state of absolute desperation. If you don't eat, you will die. Then it's haram for you not to eat. So the meat was haram, but now you are in a state of desperation. If you don't eat, you will die. So now that ikrar, that coercion, is recognized in the Sharia. You must do it. If you don't do it, you'll be sinful. Some places is not recognized. So the ikrar is like this, the coercion is like this. One commits zina with this girl here. No. You can die. You can't do that. So now, people are not acquainted with fiqh, and then everybody pulls out masail from their pocket. That's bringing out all the confusion. So here it was under compulsion, coercion. If they hadn't done this, then all of them would have wiped out. All would have been killed. So it was just kissing the forehead. I ask you, is this not lighter than eating haram? Much lighter than eating haram. Well, now we don't look at fiqh, and everybody wants to pull out masail from his pocket. And really this brings about all the confusion. Either no association with the elders, or no acquaintance with fiqh. Then we are quite ready, I was listening to the bayans, you know. And sometimes I get the cue from the bayan, where the man is speaking before me, so let's add on to that. So he was talking about tashaddud, and then tolerance. These are the two words that people speak about nowadays. So we talk about that, but now, do we have any trace for this with the Quran and Hadith? Any leads, right? Do we have that? So, the two classes of people that went off, Ghayr al-Maghdubi alayhim wa al-Dhalin. One was the Christian, and one was the Jew. They went off. Both went into Ifrat and Tafrit. Right? The Christian went into Ifrat, means he overdid it. He raised Isa alayhi salam to the level of divinity and God, right? Inna Allah huwa al-Masih ibn Maryam. That's the right. Extremism. So they say also, Al-Jahilu imma mufritun or mufarritun. The Jahil goes to one of two extremes. That side, or mufarrit, tafrid. Tafrid now is the Jew, that he cuts what he's supposed to be doing. Yaqtuluna al-anbiya bighayri haqq. The Sikhs say that they put away approximately 20 anbiya on single day. By the end of the day, righteous ulama, etc., got up. To stop them, they put them, or 80 people away, put them away. So, this side, they went to one extremism, this side, they went to the other extreme, and we are saying, جَعَنَّاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We are an ummah that is totally balanced. Right? Wasat can mean beautiful, can mean balanced. Right? Because balance is going to be beautiful, right? I ask you, a lot of youngsters, perhaps after they go home now, that we have to run for the samosa runs, right? So in the samosa run, you saw that girl, right? So one ear was a little bit shorter than the other one. I will accept it. Complexion is right. The height is right. Everything is perfect. But just that one ear is short, one is big. So kabul karenge sachi baat batao. Why? That it's not balanced. The balance is not there. When the balance is not there, then you don't accept that. So the balance brings about the beauty. So this ummah is the most balanced ummah, so therefore they are the most beautiful ummah. So they don't go into ifrat, nor do they go into tafreed. No extremism. On the Hajjatul Wida, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ibn Abbas to pick up some pebbles. And he brought exactly the right pebbles. Kazalika, kazalik, repeat like this. Halaka man kana qablakum. Those people, the past, they died, bil ghuluwi fi dinikum. They went beyond the limit. And going beyond the limit, they caused it for themselves. They used their brains. You see what's happening? Using your brains and saying tashaddud. So they also used their brains. This shaitan went to kill him, took all his humans. So you need shaitan, right? As a jamarat, you're supposed to be taking a small pebble. Like a janasi, small. It's not that you took a rock, took a shoe. So here comes, shaitani comes. So this also, this thing, shaitan, tashaddud, is a shaitani come. It's not a sunnah come. Why? Because if you say tashaddud, then prove it from the hadith. The hadith, right, there are several hadith on this subject here. What is the meaning of tashaddud? Sahaba kiram, when they heard about the akhirat, etc., they were overwhelmed with fear. And they said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. He's got a clean sheet, no sin, absolutely clean. And we don't stand a chance, we don't clear near him. So one says, أقوم الليل ولا أنام. The second one says, أصوم ولا أفطر. And the third one says, لا أتزوج النساء. I'll fast throughout, I won't break my fast at any time. Second one says, I'll be doing Qiyamul Layl all the time, and I'll never sleep at night. And the third one says that I won't get married, because marriage now is going to prevent me from my zuhud, taqwa, righteousness, ibadah, etc. So I won't do this thing. Nabi Sallam heard about it. And Nabi Sallam was very, very disturbed. He says, Aqumu wa anam. أَصُومُ وَأُفْتِرُ وَأَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَاءَ مَنْ أَعْرَدَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. I do all these things. I do stand up and I sleep as well. I eat and I fast as well. And I do nikah as well. And whoever who turns away from my way, from my sunnah, that he's not of me. But that caused tashaddud. Now how did it disturb me? From the own pocket, he's taking out and saying, this is tashaddud. Abdullah bin Muzaffar Ziyanu. So he saw his son making dua. As'aluka al-qasr al-abyad fi yameen al-jannah. Allah Ta'ala, I ask you for a white palace on the right side of Jannah. So the father cautioned by, I am Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, sayakunu fi hazi ummati man ya'taduna fi du'ai wa tahur. There will be some people in this ummah that will be going over the limit in making dua and in matters pertaining to tahara. Right? In dua, for example, someone makes dua, Allah Ta'ala, make me a Nabi. So this going over the limit, obviously. He says, Allah Ta'ala, make me an angel. Going over the limit. Allah Ta'ala, make me the king of the world, the whole world I can run, myself. So you're going over the limit. So when you're going over the limit, then Nabi Sallam will caution you. He has to caution you, and that's not called tashaddud. One person made namaz, and he made dua. Allahumma arhamni wa muhammada wa la tushrik ma'ana ahada. Ara'ita hadha adhallu am ba'iruhu. What he says, Allah Ta'ala, so your blessings on me and Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And don't join anybody in this mercy. Special mercy, just grant it to me and Muhammad and no third person. Nabi Sallam was upset. Says, you see this person here, is he worse off or his camera? More jail? The yatta wasiyan. Allah has mercy, covers everything. Time, place, everything it covers. And you restricted. You thought now, it's like a Kit Kat chocolate, you know. So you just two, give one piece, I'll take one piece. The third piece, you will say that thing, kisi ko puri nahi milega. So you restrict the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So when it had to be announced, this announced it, raita, hadha, walu, am ba'iru. See that. Now, this is the problem, they're pulling out things from our pocket, saying tashaddud, etc. Not seeing what the hadith has to say, what the Quran has to say. Anyone wants, to say anything, tashaddud is tashaddud. I was listening to the khutbah this Juma, very beautiful, mashallah, about reward the person who has prepared it. So now we see, in modern times, right, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu, he sent to get the kharaj from the Jews, to do the estimate, right, and after the kharaj, that's when it's called kharaj, and thereafter, according to the kharaj estimate, then the kharaj is received. So the Jews said, Aksarta, you're overdoing it. So look at Abdullah bin Rawaha's statement. He says, Jiltukum min ahabbin nasi ilayya. I've come to you from the person that is most dear to you. Wa antum abghadu nasi ilayya, abghadu min al-qiratati wal-khanazir. And you people, Jews, you are worse off to me in my sight than the swine and the monkeys, apes, right? ولكن لا يمنعني بغضكم أن أعدل فيكم. But in spite of my hatred for you, that hatred won't stop me, it won't prevent me from doing justice, I'll do justice. Now the enemies are saying, because of his firmness, because of his tashaddud, they're saying, بهذه قامة السماء, because of this insaf and adl, the sky is standing. See the tashaddud. And what ta'assur it had on this enemy. And because of this tashaddud and your firmness, the heavens are standing. Now, we're not looking at the hadith, no Quran. Anybody wants to say what he wants to say? That's where the hadith says, dallu wa adallu, you become astray and you lead people astray. And mind you, it's not just restricted to Abdullah ibn Rawaha. See numerous stories like this. And the tashaddud, the stance they took, and what was the aftermath? What was the aftermath? Around 230 years ago, so Ismail Shahid Sabrahmatai and his armies are going to the northwest frontier, right? So they're out of their homes for over a year, 2 years. The women are not dressed correctly at all, very scantily dressed. And the talk around is that we think they still are blind, they can't see. No, we're not blind. But our Amir Sahib told us, just lower your gaze. You don't know all that tafsiri, the line, but Amir Sahib, the head, said, just look after your eyes, lower your gaze. That whole province became Muslim because of the tashaddud. Now I said, no, mera dil bora dara saaf hai. So I can talk to you, you know. But you mustn't feel that we are impolite Muslims. Muslims are polite. So we can talk to you. That politeness brings an adverse effect. That firmness brings the right effect. That whole area became Muslim just because of their tashaddud, firmness on deen. They didn't take a wrong glance. And the whole region became Islam. So wherever this sunnah was applied correctly, it had the right effect. But where you're becoming an in-between, not male, not female, inside this side, that side, all sides, right? Then that creates confusion, doubts in the people's mind. Mawla Rahim Ilahi, he is the Khalifa of the Shah Fazlur Rahman, Ganj Muradabadi. Right? Ganj doesn't mean ganja. Look at Ganj. Like how we say, the city of Johannesburg. So Ganj is like that. Now we think of Ganj with. So Mawla Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi, everybody loved him. All Muslims. He's loved all others at a different level. Lubat Mazub, Anwar Thanvi Sahib, everybody used to go and see him, right? Sometimes he used to be sakh, very sakh. So his Khalifa is Rahim Ilahi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And every pious person has got an enemy. Ja'alna li kulli nabiyyin aduwwan. Every pious person has got an enemy. He has some challenge. Otherwise, you can't call him a wali. Well, the wali also will have enemies here everywhere. So that's a sign of a wali. If he had no enemies, he says, hey, suspect. But so many people are speaking against, so say, no, his wilayat is, inshallah, endorsed. But so many speak. So, now this Mawla Rahim Ilahi, And he sees that there is a qawwali carrying on in the precincts of the masjid, outside the masjid, right? So he's thinking to himself, I'm going to stop this thing here. And they did it deliberately to stir up the feelings of Mullah. Mullah is very against this thing here, we'll fix him up. But a gathering of 1,000 people here, and they got a qawwali going on, and they got a girl to sing and attract the audience. Now, you can imagine how attractive. Girl there, qawwali is going on, she's dancing away, flirting with the crowd. So what he's doing, how he's turning the audience. And one thing is, they're doing it right near the masjid. It's wrong. Namaz time, they're going to disturb us. But how to stop this thing? 1,000 people, I can't take them on. So he cut through the crowd, he went straight to the girl, smashed on the head. So she sat down. I ask you, look at the logic, right? If the person is in pain, can he sing? Can't sing. And he is inside, can he sing? Can't sing. So he stopped it there and there. Stopped it at the root. But humare bhaiyo ka haal dekho. The audience now see, this is today's crowd as was in the past. A 1,000 Muslims are saying, you file a case against Maulana. It's your democratic right to do what you want to do. Because he's got no business to come and teach you like this. We will stand as witnesses for you. Right? Oh no, this dirty woman, but look at the purity of the iman in the heart. You think she says, I'm mad? No, no. She taught through 1,000 crowd, he taught through all of yours, and came and smashed my head, but none of yours had the heart to stop him. So that means he's a man of God, he's a man of Allah Ta'ala. When he's a man of Allah Ta'ala, he did what Allah Ta'ala wants. My opposing him is opposing Allah Ta'ala. Phir meri najat ki koi surat ho sakti hai. Can I ever be saved? She may throw off on that. You see, a tashaddud, and the tashaddud, what it resulted in. Now, if you know me, you're not a male or a female, then what you are doing? Be like this and be like that. Then what are you doing? So, it's an in-between thing, doesn't it? It's straight. Ma umiru illa liya'budullah. I don't say you that this is a license to go and smash someone. If you're doing music or something, you have brought Abdul Rahim Ilahi Sahib, he had that level of iman. You could do it without any consequence. But you don't imitate him. Right? In your own house, you can do what you want. But the outside the house, you can't imitate him. You say, well, you heard the story in the masjid. Yes, in the story. But it was for that person who had that level of iman, and that was workable for him, but not workable for you. But you see this, the Shaddu story, Namaz Kavu, Azan Kavu. Ji. Azan Kavu. So I can continue. Ji. I just support everyone. So understand the thing in perspective and then say it. Right. Otherwise, you get into the problem, dalla wa dalla. When Sahaba Kiram were out in jihad, one person had a head injury. By the morning he discovers he needs a compulsory ghusl. So he asked the Sahaba Kiram whether that, you know, I need to have a compulsory bath and I got an open head injury. Atara Annali Ruksa, you see that I've got some concession, no, you have to have a full bath. He had a bath and he passed away. But now the Sahaba Kiram, see, the qualities are too amazing. Something for them or against them. Min wa an, jaakar ke Nabi Sallam ki khidmat pe isko pesh karte hai. They're not doing their thing and not presenting it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They're presenting it exactly to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is what happened. So what was Nabi Sallam's answer? His answer was that ahlaktahum, I remember the word exactly now. Right. And may Allah Ta'ala destroy you. Right. You have killed this person here, and may Allah Ta'ala destroy you. إِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْإِيِّ السُّؤَالِ. This man didn't know the masla. When he didn't know the masla, he came and referred it to me. Right? So his obligation is complete, for his duty was to find out from someone he felt that was knowledgeable. So he referred it, and you all misguided him. As a result, he passed away. So the sin is yours. But you see how the Sahaba Kiram, anything small or big, they're practicing it, and they are, it goes in their favor or against them, but they're presenting it exactly to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not only when Sadashi, Nabi has given us a compliment, so you're relating that. There's a compliment, or it's a correction, or it's a criticism, but they are reporting it exactly, completely to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not cutting any corners. Now, we only like to relate the stories of our Mashayikh that are very favored. You know, my Mashayikh, what he told, what, you know, how he complimented me. But the mistakes that you made and how he corrected you. So it's important for us to know these elders. And then sometimes you get this type of a comment coming in. But who is he? He's not God now. It's also a comment that you get. He's not God. Why are you listening to him? Why? Tracy is coming right from the Imams. Imam Bukhari, everybody. Same trace. Same, exactly. Now look at Imam Bukhari Rahmatullahi. If you're not going to trace this, you're not going to get the spirit of deen. When you're going to get the spirit of deen, then it's a lifeless thing. It is going through a formality. You know, I see sometimes a child became hafiz, towards grand jalsa, etc. Phir pehchana bhi nahi jata ki ye musalman ka bachcha hai ya kafir ka bachcha hai. Because you're only working on the academic, nobody's working on the adab and the taqwa. In the days of the Imam, if you look at the Sawani and the stories, there's a great effort on the adab and the akhlaq. By Imam Malik Rahmatullahi, there are students coming in, they say that we spent 8 years just learning adab and akhlaq, and 2 years in acquiring the academic. So it makes me think now, alright, 8 years adab and taqwa, and 2 years just for ilm, why? Because al-deenu kulluhu adabun, the whole deen is adab. The whole deen is adab. You hear that statement quite regularly. Man furima anil adab, uqiba bihirmani sunnah. Waman uqiba, waman furima, أَنِ سُنَّ أُوْقِبَ بِحِرْمَانِ الْوَاجِبَاتِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ. So first I saw it was going towards Shah Abdul Aziz. But then when I traced it, it was going towards Abdullah bin Mubarak. Right? So all these things that our Akabir is seeing us is going right to the Tabi in the Sahaba Kiram. Don't think that this people of Akabir Kaki is. Right? They got their root. But in their simplicity, they're just explaining it. They're not showing where they're getting it from. But don't doubt them. So then I began to think, why the emphasis on adab and akhlaq so much, and taqwa so much? I ask you, right, we're in a madrasa, I'm also in a madrasa. If they were learning adab and taqwa properly, correctly, would the madrasas have a problem with phones? Ask yourself. If that hatred, that aversion for phones, were in them rooted properly, correctly, right? The adab, akhlaq. Would you have a problem for that? Now, every small thing of other routine, the child doesn't know how to talk to his ustad. Many times I see it, he doesn't know which shoe to pull out first, and which leg to enter into the masjid. We were all beginning, second year, third year, and they're taking it for granted. Interior boys, you're coming out first, but you've got to see that pulling the right shoe out first. So these aspects of adab and taqwa, they are not ingrained into the child. It's just by the way. So long as he's bringing top marks. After that he practices it, applies it or not, doesn't apply, nobody's business. So then what are you working for? There is just a body that you're working for, a lifeless body. In the words of the Shah Waliullah Sahib, kajasadin bila ruhin. There's no life in that. Because this is not a concerted effort on adab and taqwa. Yahya says, I spent 2 years for Imam Malik Rahmatullahi. 1 year in just learning adab and taqwa, 1 year in my studies. Imam Ahmad Rahmatullahi, he's got a student come to learn for hadith. So in the old days, there wasn't the communal line that we have, you know, municipal line for supplying water. So you come, you're getting a, receiving a guest, so you give some water, show him his toilet, etc., the bath, etc. So he placed the water. By the morning, he seen that the water wasn't used. Now, Ahmad Rahmatullah was very disturbed. But you coming to learn hadith, you yourself are not reciting the tajwid, then what example would you be to the students after you? Can you be setting a right example? So he asked to kehna padega, ki bhai kam se kam fajr ki namaz ke liye takbir ula ke saath aa jao. Fajr ki namaz ke liye kam se kam takbir ula ke saath aa jao. Now, say, no, I come early, so they put me for the imamah. I say, bhai, what's the big problem with that? Young, learn two or four big surahs, the masjid is stuck. So you are looking forward to that imam, but there is someone to do the namaz. I say, Islam tumara bhi hai. Khali hamara Islam hai ke tumara bhi Islam hai. When it's your Islam, you are taking the benefit of the masjid. Then if the imam for some reason is delayed, can't we offer ourselves for the namaz, for the azan, anything to do the masjid, but can't we offer ourselves also for something? The masjid is delayed. And nobody to give the azan. So we wait for the masjid. The namaz, you know, that person is coming late, the moment he has Allahu Akbar, then he's coming in for the wuzu khana. What I say is that, right, the priorities has to be right, correct at that. So when there is no sunnah and association, so you see all things are mixed up. Now you see that the takbir is about to end, the iqamah is about to end, and the man that was still straightening his turban and topi, looking in the mirror, right, your takbir ula, یہ کس قدر اس کی اہمیت ہے تکبیر ہاؤ مچ آف امپورٹنس نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم گیون دا فرسٹ سرف آئی نو یو ہیو 13 14 کمنگ آف ایج اینڈ اف یو ڈنٹ گیٹ دا فرسٹ سرف یور فادر وڈ شاؤٹ اس یو نو دیٹ ثواب فار دا فرسٹ سرف دین اف یو نیو دا ثواب آف دا فرسٹ سرف دین یو وڈ ہیو تھرون لاس ٹو گیٹ انٹو دا فرسٹ سرف کمنگ آف دا نماز وڈ بی سمال 13 جسٹ کمنگ آف ایج یو نو یو کم ٹو دا فرسٹ سرف ڈونٹ کم رائٹ بیہائنڈ دا امام that the elders, ulama, etc. come behind, but go on the side, on the first level. So these things are all just sideline. That academic becomes such an important thing, that maaf karna, that we have got that Western mind. That academic is the main thing, the practice and the application is the secondary thing. You bring it, you don't bring it, so long as you got your academic right. I think, is that the right? Have you got the flavor of Islam? That flavor required that level of application, supplication, crying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِ إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلِيمٌ يَخِرُّونَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ, the people of knowledge, what was the response? When they listen to the words of Allah Ta'ala, they are falling down crying. كَذَلِكَ يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَكُونَ شَعْنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Ulama, this is what they're supposed to be doing. You hear the words of Allah Ta'ala and your heart is, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلِيمْ زَادَتُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the words of Allah Ta'ala are recited, heart is trembling. Iman is increasing, right? Is it? So that was supposed to be the ta'assur of listening to the Quran, listening to the word of Allah Ta'ala, listening to the word of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But does that have the impact on our lives, on our personal lives, our social lives, on our public lives? You get so many complaints from women about their husbands. And the husbands are learned, professional people, learned people, but same, the taqwa is out, the adab is out. So the main concern now becomes money. What can you do? How much have you brought? And the husband's concern also is just taste, just the digit. I ask you, if that becomes our lifestyle, the chase, the seed, you know, that you changing the digit, right? I ask you, will we, this ummah, be deprived of the aspect of sugar or not? Because you always complain, I don't have enough. I usually have this kaya, that type of holiday, that umrah, that building, that investment. That whole mind is in a chakra. I need to have that. And are we guilty of this one? So when that's the mind, are you remain sugar? Or the sugar is just going to be superfluous, just a formality. And then are we then going to be the recipient of this dua? قَنِّعْنِي بِمَا رَزَقْتَنِي. Allah Ta'ala, grant me satisfaction. Can't be contentment what you give. Here you're always complaining, I need this, I don't have that, the salary is like this, Is that the right thing? So the effort that is required now is this level of the effort on taqwa and adab. So that requires an association, whoever that sleep with him, whoever it is. And the world is not short, any town is not short of this thing here. But are we taking the advantage from these people or not? One person complained in Saharanpur that the salary was not sufficient. Saharanpur said, this is what we can afford, we can't afford anything more than this. Anyway, he gave in his resignation, he's gone. They told him what we can afford, we can't afford more than this. Few days later, or a few months later, the Shreyas found that person working for half that amount in Nizamuddin Markaz, 1950s. What happened? No. Almar Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi, the skill him, took him out for 40 days or 4 months, whatever it was. And now, the strength, the stamina of Amal, of Yaqeen became so strong that half the salary also would be sufficient. So what was deficient in his life? Was the money short or was something else, imani jazwa, isme kami thi, kaun si kis ki kami thi? Here is what that money was not right, and here he is now prepared to take the job for half the salary. So there was something wrong. Okay? Now we are looking for the solution in wrong places. Increase. That's not the way, see. The criteria by Allah is different. It's totally different. You know, we are looking at abundance, and you know, we don't have the numbers, we don't have this. That's not the problem of the ummah. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. Filth and purity, are they the same? Even the abundance of filth may impress you, are they the same? But what works for Allah Ta'ala? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The goodness of your action, not the abundance. So the learned and the unlearned, everybody is chasing more. Must be independent. That's the chase. So are we bringing the quality of action, the beauty of iman into our lives, or is it just a number that we're after? And somehow we find one hadith or the other just to support. Allahumma barik lahu fi mali. We find that hadith. But that hadith, qadni'ni bima razaqtani, that's what. What is true or convenient? That's Islam now. What is convenient for my thinking, so go with that. But do you see the life of the Sahaba Kiram, radiallahu anhu? And then do you see the victory that came to the Muslims, what? كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَدِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. A small army defeated a big army. وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Sabir is one, حَبْسُ النَّفْسِ, restrains himself. Temptations, things are coming up, what's going on, right? But they're just wording themselves. So the madad of Allah is coming with that, not with that abundance. You think that it's with that abundance, it's with this. كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرًا. As Umar Raja says, اُبْتُلِينَا بِالدَّرَّاءِ فَصَبَرْنَا ثُمَّ اُبْتُلِينَا بِالسَّرَّاءِ فَلَمْ نَصْبِرْ. Initially, the trial was for difficulty, constraint, etc. We worked our way, alhamdulillah, came out through. But then that abundance came that we couldn't endure that. That to maintain that abundance, etc., then we couldn't find it. So this aspect of contentment, Allah Ta'ala got much more than what I deserve. And for that, it's like for us to go and see how the downtrodden are living in this informal settlement, go and make guests, they go and work with them, and see how they're living. Right? And you see that most of them are happy, they're praying, jumping, joying. They're doing sort of things. But where that happiness comes, it's not in that abundance. Now, we are mistaken in thinking, and then that abundance also comes, and are we managing it rightly? I'm telling you from experience, right? That abundance comes, you're not bothered about your auntie that is suffering, uncle that is in the old age, your cousin that is struggling for a job, no, he must find his own way. So, Quran says, مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. This is that sequence. First to your parents, then to your relatives. Now, to look after that person, that becomes a problem. Why? That wealth has gone deep into your heart. The dunya khudrun khulun khadiratun. It's sweet, it's attractive. But Allah Ta'ala, this is a trial of the world. It's a trial of this time. And you see, the Muslims now, are they short of money? No. They're short of people? No. Then what are they short of? The sifat that attract the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. The whole world has been filled with haram. You're talking about the Islamic Bank. And one Westerner that is in the finance, he was a director, he says that he studied the thing very carefully. Only 14% of Islam is being applied. The 86% is all from the conservative bank. So you go into these things here, do you know the mindset? They did the detailed research. Salimullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi, when this started photography and Islamic finance, he got about 31 of the most senior most Muftiyani Kiram of Pakistan. All of them said, hey, this is not right. All of them, they signed it. Look in the website, you find it up to today. They said it's not right. So I ask you, when your stomach and your money is flooded with this type of marriage, then where do I really accept it? So two things this ummah has to correct itself. Time is short. One is halal, jewelry, and one is the shaman. From the lowest level to the highest level, shame and decency. If you want to attract the attention or the mercy of Allah, you have to do it. Otherwise, it's just a waste of effort. It's over 90 years has passed, from 30 to now, right? And you see, it's just escalating, probably just escalating. And we're thinking now that we'll have to aid their ways for us to come right. Exactly what Nabi said, لَتَتَّبَعُنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. You're going to aid their ways. And that's going to distance you away from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. لَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Don't even incline towards the place slightly, even just slightly, interfaith or Abrahamic. This is all nonsense, this is right. It got nothing to do. Right. What does it mean? فَنْزُرُوا أَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. What does it mean? You must see where you're getting your deen from. You're getting it from the Nabi, the Sahaba Kiram, or Kufar and Shaitan. We're getting it from. Straight. So, the whole Islam is being mixed up. Now, I think today, when I think about it deeply, I feel that the greatest jihad is to learn the pure deen, undiluted, uncompromised, undiluted, absolutely pure deen. Learn it, and which available, then try and promote it as the best. I can't think of a jihad that's better, to the jamaat work, to the madrasa, to the khanqa, to any work, but learn the pure deen. And then try your best to promote it at your capacity. That's why God has all to fix.